TV, and welcome to our teaching series called Sonship and Identity.
欢迎大家收看我们好消息。这一次这个系列讲到的是儿子的身份。
Today's session, we're going to be teaching on how to establish your identity as a son.
今天这一堂我们要来谈到怎么样的建立我们作为儿女的身份。
So when we talk about this, we're talking gender neutral.
我们首先要提的就是我们讲到儿子的时候不代表性别。
Father, son is the way God has designed us to represent his governance in the earth.
从圣经看到神起初的心意就是要建立一个亲子的关系然后来建造他的国度。
So both man and woman are sons of the living God.
所以不管是男的女的在神的眼中都是神儿子。
The same way both man and woman are the bride of Christ.
那也同样到了新约不管是不分男女都是基督的心腹。
It's describing a relationship and a function, not a gender.
所以在圣经里头讲到这些它指的不是性别而是一个关系。
So when we say the word identity, what do we mean?
所以当我们讲到身份，这是什么意思？
Identity is the distinguishing characteristics.
这一个身份讲到是一个很突出凸显的一个特质。
It answers the question, who are you?
它特别就是回答说你是谁。
So if someone says, who are you?
所以当有人问你你是谁
？Normally you say your name.
你通常第一个是先介绍你的姓名。
Sometimes people say what they do. Oh, I'm a preacher.
那有的人他会介绍他的工作，他说我是讲师。
No, that's not your identity. That's what you do.
其实那个不是你的身份，那是你的工作。
We often confuse our identity, who we are, with what we do.
所以我们常常会有一种混淆，把我们所做的事情当成是我们的身份。
But in the Bible, God places a value on us. We are unique.
但是在圣经里头，神他把一个极贵重的价值放在我们身上，我们是独特的。
So as we do the study today,
所以当我们今天来这样探讨
，we will find Jesus was absolutely firmly established in his identity.
就会看到耶稣他是完全在他的身份里头是很清楚知道他是谁。
We will see how the devil attacked him.In his identity constantly.
而且看到魔鬼是持续不断地来攻击他的身份。
And how he overcame the devil's attacks on his identity.
那我们要看到耶稣是如何胜过这个魔鬼的攻击。
For many people, if you ask who you are,
很多人如果你问他们你是谁
they will tell you their name.
他们通常会讲他们的姓名。
But more frequently, there are other things going on in their mind.
但是多半时候，他们心里面还会想到其他事情。
I'm a failure.
比方说，我是一个失败的人。
I can never do anything right.
我什么都做不好。
I'm unwanted.
没有人要我。
I'm alone.
我是孤单的。
There's many messages going through the mind.
所以在他回答问题的同时，他想到很多想法。
That undermine confidence in identity.
那在那种想法里头，就缺乏了对身份的一个认同。
You need to understand you are a gift to the world.
所以你首先你一定要明白你是这世上的一个礼物。
Your identity is completely unique.
你的身份是完全独特的。
There was no one like you before you. There's no one like you after you. You are unique.
在你之前，在你之后都没有一个人可以完全像你。你是独特独一无二。
Ephesians 2:10 says you are the workmanship of God.
以弗所书的章十节讲到你是神手中的工作。
He doesn't make copies. He makes originals.
神他不会复制一个人。他完全每一个都是原创的。
So when we're not sure of our identity,
所以当我们对自己的身份不够确定
，Well, we want to be like someone else.
我们就会想要去效法别人。
Or we want to have something, and we think that'll make us acceptable.
或者我们想要借由其他的东西来帮助自己被人接纳。
We need to be established in our identity as a believer.
我们作为这个基督的信徒，我们一定要在身份上建立自己。
If you have received Jesus Christ,
如果你已经接受耶稣基督
，This is who you are.
那你要知道你的身份。
You are a child of God.
第一，你是神的儿女。
You are a beloved child of God.
你是神所爱的儿女。
You're someone God takes pleasure in.
你是神非常喜悦的。
I'll show it from Scripture in a moment.
我从经文待会会让大家看到。
Let's have a look then in John chapter 13.
我们来看约翰福音的第十三章。
And I want to read from verse 3 through to verse 5.
从第三节来看到第五节。
And this is Jesus at the Last Supper.
这是耶稣他来到这个最后的晚餐。
And Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come from God, he was going back to God, he rose from the supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself, then he poured water in a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel he was girded with.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
Jesus was completely secure in his identity.
所以从这边是看到耶稣完全知道他的身份。
Notice what it says.
我们就看他怎么讲的。
He knew exactly where he originated from.
他说他自己是从神出来的。
He knew his source.
他知道他的源头。
He came from his father.
他是来自他的父亲。
He belonged to his father.
他属于他的父亲。
He carried his father's DNA.
他带着他天父的 DNA.
He was representing his father.
也是在地上代表他的父亲。
He knew his future.
他也知道他的未来。
Exactly where he was going.
他完全知道他要走向哪里。
He was returning to his father.
他知道他要回到他的父那里去。
When your identity is securely established,
所以当你的身份是完全得到了一个确认的建立。
You know, without a doubt,
你就毫不怀疑。
God is my father.
知道神是你的父亲。
He loves me deeply.
他非常爱我。
I came from him.
我从他来的。
I'm a gift to the world.
我也是这世上的礼物。
I have an assignment to fulfill.
在这地上有我的任务。
And I will return to my father.
最终我要回到我父那里去。
It says, because Jesus was so strongly established in his identity,
所以从经文看到耶稣非常清楚知道他的身份。
It said he did the most unusual thing.
接下来他做了一个很不寻常的事情。
He began to wash the disciples' feet.
他就开始来洗他门徒的脚。
Now, in the Hebrew culture, the Middle Eastern culture,
我们讲到在中东西伯来人的文化里，
People had sandals and they walked on roads that were very dirty and messy.
在当时候，他们都是穿着这样的一种凉鞋，草席编的，然后呢，这个走在这个非常泥泞的土上。
Of course, their feet got very dirty.
所以很容易的脚就沾满泥土。
Now, no one ever touched your feet.
所以也，而且他们的文化没有人可以触摸他们的
脚。Your feet were private.
脚对一个人来讲是很隐私的。
When you came to someone's house,
所以当你进入到一个人的家，
they would give you a basin, you wash your own feet.
这个他们一定会准备一盆水，让你自己来洗脚。
No one would wash the feet of someone else.
不会有人帮你来洗脚。
Disciples would not wash the feet of their master.
对，门徒也不会洗主人的脚。
This was just unheard of.
所以从来没有人会做这种事。
Maybe a Gentile slave might wash someone's feet, but never a Hebrew.
顶多就是有这个外邦人做奴隶的会来洗主人的脚。
Even Abraham, when the angels came, he didn't recognize their angels, but he prepared them a basin and washed your own feet.
就连在亚伯翰那个时候，有使者出现，他虽然不知道他们是天使，但是也为他们预备了这个水盆，让他们自己来洗脚。
So when Jesus washes their feet,
但是我们这边看到耶稣起来来洗门徒的脚。
He is taking on the lowest possible role.
换句话说，他是让自己完全的降卑。
Of serving and engaging in meeting the most basic need of these people.
完全变成是一个奴隶，一个奴仆，然后来满足一个人的需求。
This is totally what you'd not expect.
这是一个人完全没有期待的。
This is the most important rabbi in the nation.
因为他是在当时候一个非常重要的拉比。
Crowds follow him everywhere he goes.
不管到哪里去，群众都跟着他。
We would call him a celebrity preacher.
我们也可以甚至讲说他是一个像名人一般的一个讲员。
And how the celebrity preacher bows down and begins to wash their feet.
那你可以想象吗？在现代，如果有这样的一个名人的讲员，他说他现在跪下来来洗脚。
Disciples who were very conscious of position and hungry for position were really upset.
那这时候我也不要忘了，门徒他们当时候是一直期待自己能够提升他们的名声地位，现在看到主人做这样的工作。
And Jesus corrected them.
所以耶稣马上就指正他们。
And he said, you call me your Lord.
他说你呼喊说我是主。
And I am your Lord.
但我是你的主没错。
So if I, your Lord, have washed your feet.
但我今天我做你的主如果不洗你的脚。
If being the most important among you, I've taken the role of a servant.
我在你们当中是一个最重要的人物，但是现在我就好像降卑自己像奴仆。
You must also do the same as I have done.
因此你也要效法我这么做。
So Jesus came to represent his Father in heaven.
所以我们前面讲到耶稣他代表他的天父来到地上。
He said, I do the things I see my Father doing.
他又说我看到我父亲怎么做。
So Jesus rebuked the disciples.
所以耶稣呢，他就斥责门徒们。
He corrected their thinking.
也改变他修正他们的想法。
He said, "I am your Lord."
他说我是你们的主。
And if I, your Lord, have washed your feet,
我既然是你们的主，洗你们的脚。
I've given you an example. I've set an example for you to follow.
我就示范出来给你们看，你们也要如此行。
So Jesus did what he saw the Father doing.
那耶稣他又说，他是看到他父亲做的，他才做。
So even though he is the Lord,
所以虽然他是个主。
Nevertheless, he reflects the culture of his father.
但是他仍然去反映出他的这一个父亲的文化。
The values of his father.
他整个就是显明这一个父亲的价值。
Which is taking the role of a servant.
这个价值和这个文化就是奴仆。
So when Jesus washed their feet.
所以当耶稣来洗门徒的脚。
He's saying the nature of the kingdom is quite different.
他就说这个神国的属性很不一样。
The nature of my father's kingdom is a serving kingdom.
我父的国，他的这一个他的属性就是服侍人。
So what he did was demonstrate to the disciples.
所以这个耶稣他示范给门徒看。
He's secure in his identity.
他首先第一个他示范出是他对他的身份。很确知，知道我是谁。
I know I am the Lord and Master.
我也知道我是主人。
Nevertheless, I come and serve you.
但仍然，我来到你们的当中是要服侍你们。
When you're secure in your identity,
所以当你很知道你是你的身份
，you can serve people and meet their needs.
你就能够放下身段来服侍别人，满足别人。
If you're not sure in your identity,
如果你不清楚你的身份
，you'll try and find and establish your identity through a position.Or some other way.
你就会不断的想要从地位、名声或其他的方式来确保你的身份。
In God's kingdom,
但是在神的国
，the most important still serves.
一个最重要的人仍然能够来服侍人。
This is the nature of what our Father is like.
那这就是我们父神的属性。
And if we are to represent our Father,
如果我们要代表我们的父神
，then everywhere we go,
不管到哪里去
，we have the heart and attitude of a servant.
就应该随时都要有一个仆人的心智。
So if you want to be important,
如果你想当一个重要人物
，and you're not secure in your identity,
却不对你自己的身份有确认
，you will find that very, very difficult.
你会发现。你很难做到这一点。
So Jesus was completely secure in his identity.
所以我们看到耶稣，他非常知道他的身份。
He understood where he came from.
他知道他从哪里来。
Who he was.
他知道他是谁。
Where he went.
也知道他要去哪里。
And because he's secure.
那也因为他对他的身份
he can serve.
这样的一个确认，所以他就能够服侍人。
Jesus withstood immense pressure.
那耶稣他面对极大的压力
，pressure like you and I have never experienced，
是我们都不常经历到的压力。
He was able to withstand the pressure，
他能够面对这样的压力
，because he's secure in his identity。
那是因为他很知道他是谁。
His family brought pressure on him，
那他的家人也给他压力
，demanding he stop what he did，
然后要求他不要再这么做。
His parents brought pressure on him，
他的父母也给他压力
，pulling him away from the temple，
然后总是要把他带离开圣殿。
But in every situation where pressure came on him。
但不管哪一个时候，他面对压力
，Jesus stood firm in his identity.
耶稣他都很坚定地站在他的身份里。
He knew who he was,
因为他知道他是谁
，and what he's called to do.
也知道他蒙召的工作。
He was able to resist family opinions.
所以他能够来面对家很多人给他的意见。
He was able to resist the opinion of the local church.
他也能够来面对这个教会给他的各种的论断。
He was able to resist the pressure of the crowds.
他也能够面对群众给他的压力。
He was able to resist the accusations of our political and religious leaders.
他能够面对从政治人物或宗教人物来的这些的批评论断。
He was able to stand up against false accusations.
他能够来面对各种的诬告。
There was an inward strength that was unshakable.
这一切都是因为他内心有一个不可动摇的确认。
Wouldn't you like to have a strength like that?
你想不想有这样的一种确认
？He was secure in his identity.
他很清楚知道他的身份。
I know who I am.
他说我知道我是谁。
I'm a son of God.
我是神儿子。
God is my father.
神是我的父亲。
I belong to him.
我属于他。
He provides for me.
他为我供应一切。
He protects me.
他会保护我。
And I fulfill the assignment He's given me.
所以我也能够完成他给我的一切任务。
So Jesus' source of revelation.
所以耶稣他就让我们看到这个启示。
The source of His identity.
他是一个这样的一个身份的源头。
Was the word of His Father to him.
他就也让我们看到这个父亲对他是什么样的关系。
Our identity is built on two things.
那我们的身份建造在两个事情上。
Our identity is a child of God.
第一个身份是神儿子。
Is built upon what the Word of God says.
然后是按照神的真理话语来建造。
And it's built on the Spirit of God bringing revelation of this.
第二个是按照神的灵来建造我们的身份。
God's Word.
神的话。
God's Spirit.
神的灵。
together establish your identity.
靠这两个东西建造我们的身份。
So we read in the Bible in Luke chapter 3:21.
所以我们从路加福音三章二十一节看到。
When Jesus was baptized,
看到耶稣受浸。
The heavens opened to him.
然后天打开。
The Holy Spirit came on him.
圣灵来到他身上。
He had access to his Father.
他这个时候能够来到他父面前。
He had the resources of his Father, the Holy Spirit.
他就有这个得到圣灵。
He had his Father's affirmation.
然后他也得到父给他的肯定。
This is what God spoke to him.
那神就这么对他说。
You are my beloved son.
你是我的爱子。
In you I am well pleased.
我喜悦你。
Or putting it a different way.
用另外一个方式来讲。
You're my son.
你是我的儿子。
You belong to me.
你属于我。
I love you deeply.
我非常爱你。
And you bring me great pleasure.
而且你让我的心非常满足。
So Jesus' identity was established by what the Word of God said.
所以耶稣的整个身份是借由父所讲的话被确立。
And the Spirit of God bringing conviction in his heart.
那接下来就是神的灵给他这样的一个确定。
Now, straight after that,
在这个之后
Jesus was tested.
马上就看到耶稣受到试探。
You understand he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days of prayer and fasting.
而且圣经很清楚地讲到，乃是圣灵带他进到旷野接受试探。
And during the time in the desert, he was tested.
他在旷野的时间受到试探。
Now notice the last words of his father to him, "You are my beloved son."
记得我们刚才讲到父对他讲的话说，你是我所爱的儿子。
In verse 3 of Matthew chapter 4,
在马太福音的第四章
，The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, prove it. Command these stones become bread."
第四章的第三节，那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
So notice this first temptation.
所以我们来看第一个试探。
This is a demonic attack on his mind and emotions.
这个是魔鬼他来试探他的整个心思意念和情感。
This is a pressure that came on him.
这是他面临到的压力。
Invasive thoughts.
他要来进入他的思想里。
Unwelcome thoughts.
而是一个很不受欢迎的思想。
Which he knew came from the devil.
那这个东西是从魔鬼来的。
Many people have these thoughts.
很多的人会有这种想法。
But they don't recognize the source.
但是他没有辨别出说这个想法的源头。
And they don't deal with them properly.
而且也没有采取适当的一个解决方式。
The first temptation was one of performance.
所以第一个试探就是一个表现。
Performance.
是一种成就。
I am what I do.
就是我是靠着我的成就确立我的身份。
My identity is connected to my performance, what I do.
把我的身份建造在我的成就上面。
Well, who are you? What have you done?
所以你是谁？你做了什么
？What have you achieved?
你曾经有哪些成就
？And so constantly, people are belittled.
那很多人就因为这些事情被
看轻。You are nothing. You are unimportant.
哎呀，你这个人不重要，
You're、
没出息。
You're a failure.
你是一个失败的人。
Because you haven't achieved.
因为你没有什么成就。
In other words, in life.
换句话说，在人生里。
In the experiences we have.
我们按照我们过去的经历。
Frequently, our identity is equated to what we achieve.
往往就把我们的身份跟我们的成就放在连接起来。
How successful are you?
你有多成功
？What have you done with your life?
你的人生有过哪些成就
？The world around us uses the measures of achievement.
我们身边的环境也都是用这个方式衡量我们。
To place value on us or lack of value.
就是把这样的东西来看你这个人有没有价值。
Oh, you achieve this. Oh, very important.
Oh, 你有这些成就，你非常重要。
Oh, you don't achieve anything. No
important. 那你没什么成就，你就没什么出息。
So, if only you can do these things.
所以，如果你能够做这些事
，you will then be affirmed and valued.
那你就会得到人的肯定。
So this produces such a pressure.
所以这就产生很大的压力。
Some cultures are driven by this.
很多的文化是按照这样的方式来进行。
Call that a performance culture.
我们就称为这是一种成就的
an achievement culture.
成就为基础的文化。
You have to perform, or you're not valued at all.
你一定要有某些的成就，否则你没有任何价值。
And of course, then everyone tries to establish their identity by achieving.
在这样的文化里头的人，他总是苦苦的这个苦心经营他们的成就。
But my identity is who I am. It's got nothing to do with what I do.
但是你要知道，我的身份就基于我是神的儿子，不是基于我的成就。
My identity is given to me by my Father in heaven.
我的身份来自于我在天上的父给予我的。
So many people suffer.
所以很多人因此受苦。
Because their intellectual ability is not as great as another.
因为他们可能没有接受很高等的教育。
Their academic achievement is not as great as another.
他们所接受到的很多的这个教育不高。
And they struggle with the lie.
所以他们就面对到这样的谎言。
I'm a failure.
认为说我是一个失败的人。
I'm not good enough.
我不够好。
Because I don't achieve high enough.
那是因为我的成就不够高。
And sometimes parents treat their children very severely.
那有一些父母也是这样的对待孩子。
Oh, you did so much. How come you didn't get this?
哎呀，你怎么只有这样的成就呢？为什么没有更好一
点？ So you got A minus. Why you not get A or A plus?
哎呀，你怎么只有考80分，没有考90分或100分？
And so the child is constantly pressured.
对孩子一直受到压力。
And the message they learn in their heart.
在他们的心里头得到的讯息都是
I can never do enough.
我用做的永远不够好。
I'll never be good enough.
我永远不够好。
And they live in a state of despair and depression because of this.
所以他们就一直活在这样的一种绝望和压力底下。
The lie is this.
那这样的谎言是什么？
If you will just do good enough, you'll be acceptable.
如果你做得够好，就会有人接纳你了。
And so people live their life under that lie.
所以很多人活在这样的谎言底下。
If I do good enough,
我如果做得够好，
I'll be accepted.
就会有人接纳我了。
But that's not how God operates.
可是神不是这样。
Jesus rebuked the lie.
耶稣直接斥责这个谎言。
He saw it as being demonic.
他看到这一个源头是魔鬼。
And rejected it and overcame it by the word of God.
而且他不仅拒绝，还胜过，靠着神的话胜过。
Jesus rejected the accusation.
耶稣他拒绝这一个控告。
By speaking the word of God.
他就直接说出神的话。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that God is speaking.
他就说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So, one of the first attacks on our identity is the attack to perform in order to become someone important.
所以你要看到魔鬼对我们身份的第一个攻击就是要借由我们的成就来认定我们的身份。
There are other temptations that took place as well.
那在其他我们又看到其他的攻击。
The devil took him and set him on the pinnacle of a temple, said, if you're the son of God, throw yourself down, for it's written he'll give his angels charge over you.
魔鬼把他带到圣城，然后叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你。”
You notice he's tempted to do something spectacular to impress people.
所以这个地方简单来讲，就是要来试探人，让人去做一些很伟大了不起的事。
The temple was surrounded by people.
然后把他带到圣城，圣城知道就是充满了人群众。
And effectively, Jesus is being tempted this way.
所以我们看到耶稣在这个部分受到试探。
Base your identity on popularity. I am what people think of me.
换句话说，也是把人的身份去建造在一个就是一个受欢迎的程度。
If you'll just impress people,
如果你能够让人对你印象深刻
then you will be important.
哦、oh, ，那你就是一个很重要的人物。
This pressure is there for everyone today.
所以你会发现，现代的人也面对这种压力。
Comes through the media, comes through Facebook.
通过这个媒体或者是脸书。
Or if you just get enough likes.
你就要这个要得到很多的按赞
get enough followers,
要有很多人 跟着你
If you impress people enough,
只要有很多人跟着你
then you'll be someone.
哇那你就是一个很重要的人
Oh, you only have that many followers, or you're no one.
只有在几十个人跟着你那你这个没什么
了不起 Oh, you have many followers, or you're someone important.
你有好几千个人跟着你那你这个很重要
So the temptation
所以这种试探
is to base identity on the opinion of people, on popularity.
就是把你的身份建造在人对你的看法观点
there is a constant pressure in the world.
所以在这世界一直有这种压力。
And sadly, it's also in the church.
很可惜的是，在教会也有。
It's a pressure to please people.
就是呢，我们常常要讨人喜悦。
To have people like us.
希望很多人都喜欢我
们。So we'll be popular.
这样我们才更受欢迎。
So we feel secure in our identity.
那我们就觉得我们的身份受到保障。
But the Bible says in Galatians 1:10.
但是在这个加拉太书一章十节讲到。
If I seek to please people.
我如果是要
I cannot be the servant of God.
我就没有办法来服侍我的神。
So seeking to please people.
所以当你想要讨人喜悦
，popularity can change.
那等你知道这个群众的这个口味是常常在改变。
Popular today.
今天喜欢。
Oh, very important.
哦，今天这个样子很棒。
Tomorrow not popular.
明天就再也不受欢迎了。
Everyone forget you.
就已经不是潮流了，大家都忘了你。
You cannot base your identity around what people think of you or say about you.
你绝对不能把你的身份建立在人们对你的意见和观感。
If you do this, your life is not authentic and not stable.
如果是这样的话，你的人生就不会稳定。
It is a demonic pressure.
那种是从魔鬼来的压力.
Prove to people you're someone important.
总是要向人来证明你是一个重要的人.
But when you live that way,
如果你是按照那个方式,
you live very vulnerable.
你的整个人生是很脆弱的.
Always seeking to please people.
总是想要讨人喜悦.
You have unhealthy relationships.
那你的人际关系也会不健全.
You are never true to yourself.
你也对自己就永远没有办法真实活出来.
Jesus rejected this.
所以耶稣他直接拒绝.
He overcame the devil.
他就来胜过魔鬼,
by using the word of God.
借由神的话胜过,
the third temptation,
第三个试探,
the devil took him to another place,
魔鬼把他带到另外一个地方了,
showed him all the kingdoms of this world,
让他看到这世上的万国,
he said, if you just worship me, I'll give you these things.
他说,你如果拜我, 就把这一切都给你,
it's the temptation of possessions.
那这是一个什么? 财产的试探,
I am what I own.
他就讲说,我的身份是跟我的财产有关,
if I have many possessions,
我财产如果多,
then I'm important.
那我就很重要.
So the devil presses people.
所以这个魔鬼也给人这样的压力.
If you can just get enough possessions.
如果你财产够多,
oh, important.
那你就很重要.
New iPhone.
比方说新的这个iPhone.
New car.
新的手机, 新的这个房子等等.
It's all about the things you have.
全部都在于你拥有多少东西.
Trying to find your identity in things.
从这些东西上面找出你的这个身份.
Makes you unstable.
这样的生命是非常不稳定。
Look what others have.
你就会去看别人有什么。
You compare and become jealous.
一直跟他们去比较, 然后嫉妒。
You become unhappy with what you have.
你都对自己所拥有的就不开心。
So in each of these three temptations,
所以这三个试探里,
Jesus' identity was attacked.
这个耶稣的身份受到攻击。
He overcame them with the word of God.
但是他用神的话胜过。
If your identity is based outside you,
所以如果你把身份建造在外面的事物,
you're unstable.
你的生命就会不稳定。
It can be shaken or removed.
你就常常会受到动摇。
If it's based on your position,
如果是建造在你的这个地位上面, 你也可能会失去你的地位。
If it's based on your possessions,
如果是建造在你的财产上,
you can lose your possessions.
你也很容易会失去你的财产。
It's based on popularity,
如果是建造在受欢迎,
you can lose popularity.
你也很容易去失去这些东西。
We understand then, God wants you to be established in your identity internally.
神他要你的身份是建造在内在里。
I am who God says I am.
神说我是谁, 我就是谁。
I am happy to live with that.
而且我就因此而满足了。
Come back and join us for the next part of this teaching.
欢迎你等一会再回来继续收看我们的教导。
Welcome back to Good TV and welcome to our session, our teaching session today, which is on establishing your identity as a son of God.
欢迎大家继续回来收看我们这一次这个系列,而且我们这一堂我们继续谈到的是怎么建立你儿子的身份。
Our identity is who we are, our distinguishing characteristics.
我们要知道我们的这个身份是很有独特的一些的特质。
And we saw that Jesus resisted the temptation.
然后前面我们讲到说耶稣他怎么样的来拒绝撒旦的给他的试探。
He placed his identity around performance.
他知道他不是把他的身份建造在表现成就。
Around what he did.
不是按照他的成就。
Around popularity, what people thought.
也不是按照人们的意见和受欢迎的程度。
And around possessions or position of any kind.
也不是按照他的财产。
For many people, they're so insecure,
很多人他们缺乏安全感,
never been affirmed in their identity,
那是因为他们的身份一直没有得到肯定,
that they place their identity in the things around them.
所以就把他们的身份建造在外面的事物上。
And if the things around them are shaken, then they are shaken and feel deeply insecure.
一旦外在的这些事物受到动摇, 他们的身份也受到牵连。
Jesus was able to serve,
但我们看到耶稣他能够服侍,
because he was secure in who he was.
那是因为他很清楚知道他的身份。
When you're secure inside,
一旦你的内在对身份是不可动摇的,
not dependent on people,
不是按照人们,
not dependent on what you own,
不是按照你的财产,
not dependent on your position,
也不是按照你的地位,
not dependent on your performance,
不是按照你的名声你的表现,
you really are free to be yourself.
那你就会发现你充满了自由活出你的真实。 你就可以很真实活出来你的生命。
And you're free to serve and add value to others.
你也充满了自由可以去服侍别人。
Because you have no need to compare with them.
因为你就发现你不用再拿自己跟别人比较。
In the book of Matthew chapter 7,
在马太福音的第七章,
this is what Jesus said.
我们看到耶稣他说,
verse 24,
在24节,
he said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I'll liken them to a wise man that built his house on the rock. And when the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house, it did not fall it was founded on a rock.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
If we want to be secure in life,
如果我们的生命想要受到保障
we need to establish good foundations in ourselves.
就应该把我们的根基是建立在一个磐石上。
Jesus described the man who built his house, and the foundation underneath it was a rock.
耶稣他就讲到这样的人就是把他的生命房子建造在一个磐石上。
Whatever came against the house could not knock the house down.
不管有什么的东西来影响来攻击这个房子它都不会倒塌。
Because the foundation was sure.
那是因为那个根基是稳固的。
You don't see a foundation.
你看不到这个根基。
But it's on that foundation the whole building rests.
但是这个房子全部都是建造在这个根基上面。
So if we want a solid foundation in our life,
所以我们的生命需要有这样的一个稳固根基。
Jesus said, build it upon the words I speak to you.
耶稣他就说你要按照把生命建造在我对你说的话上。
Listen to what I say and apply them to your life.
仔细听我对你说的话然后运用出来。
So there are two pillars for the support of our identity.
所以对我们的身份来讲有两根柱子。
Our identity is established around two central things.
我们的身份是建造在两个最重要的元素上。
Number one, the word of God.
第一个是神的话。
We establish our identity on what God says about us.
我们要把我们的身份建造在神他对我们所说的话。
Let me give you an example.
举例来说。
John 1 verse 12.
在约翰福音的第一章第十二节。
As many as received Jesus Christ.
有很多人接受了耶稣。
Who believed and trusted in him.
他说凡是接待他信他名的人。
He gave power to become a child of God.
他就给他们权柄做神的儿女。
I'm a child of God.
你要知道我是神的儿女。
Because I trust in Jesus
Christ. 那是因为我相信耶稣基督。
There are so many different scriptures.
还有很多经文。
Let me give you a couple more.
我们再提。
About our identity.
几个经文。
In second example, Colossians chapter 1.
格罗西书第一章。
This is what it tells us in verse 13 and 14.
在十三十四节。
He has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In him we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
I belong in the kingdom of God.
我是属于神的国。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的儿女。
I'm redeemed by the blood.
我靠着耶稣的宝血得救赎。
That means to be totally, the price is paid for me to be rescued from the kingdom of darkness.
这个得救赎的意思就是我的所有一切罪的代价都已经被付清，然后我也脱离了黑暗的国度。
How about this one in Ephesians chapter 1?
再来看以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
And we read from, say, maybe verse 4 through to verse 6.
可以从第四节看到第六节。
God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world that we would be holy without blame before him in love, having destined us to be adopted to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved.
第四节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
So notice what the Bible tells us.
我们看到圣经它说
I have been chosen by God.
我已经神已经拣选我
He has made me accepted.
他已经接纳我
I have forgiveness.
他也已经赦免我
See, I am holy and without blame before him in love.
所以我在神的面前是什么圣洁没有瑕疵的。
I have been positioned as a son of God.
我的地位就是神的儿子。
So scriptures like these.
所以像这样的经文。
Form a foundation for our identity.
就为我们的身份建立了一个根基。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的儿子。
God is my father.
神是我的父亲。
I belong to him.
我属于他的。
I am deeply loved.
他非常爱我。
I'm deeply accepted.
他完全接纳我。
He has made me accepted.
他已经先接纳了我。
I don't have to do anything except receive it.
不是靠我任何的表现，他就接纳我。
My father delights in me.
我这位父亲喜悦我。
These are scriptures, word of God.
这些都是从神对所说的话。
Upon which you build the foundation of your identity.
就要把你的身份建在这些话语上面。
So our identity is established on what God says about us.
所以我们的身份是建造在神对我们所说的话。
You can't make it on what you feel.
不能靠你的感觉。
Some days you may not feel accepted.
因为有的时候你会感觉你不被接纳。
Some days you may not feel loved.
有的时候你会感觉你不被爱。
You may not feel joyful.
或者你可能感受不到喜乐。
But God says.
但神说。
You are accepted.
他接纳你了。
You are loved.
他爱你。
I am with you.
他说我与你同在。
I will never leave you.
我绝对不会离开你。
So the word of God forms a foundation to build our life upon.
所以神的话要成为我们生命的根基。
When we put it in our life.
当我们把这个话放在生命里。
And we begin to apply it to how we live and face problems.
然后去运用在我们每一天日常生活所面对到的挑战难题。
Second foundation.
第二个根基。
Is the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
In Romans chapter 8 and verse 15 and 16.
在罗马书的第八章第十五节。
You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. You received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
第十五节讲到你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕所受的乃是儿子的心因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
So the Spirit bears witness with our spirits,We are children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So the Holy Spirit is given to us.
所以神把圣灵赐给我们。
We are one spirit. We are joined with Him.
就让我们的灵跟圣灵合一了。
God does not take His Spirit away.
所以神他没有把我们的灵拿走。
Once the Spirit of God has become joined to you,
他也没有把他的圣灵拿走。
Then you are one with God.
圣灵一旦进来之后，就跟我们的灵合一了。
We need to learn then how to draw upon that life within.
所以我们就开始要学习怎么样的从圣灵的生命一直不断汲取。
Holy Spirit has an amazing job description.
圣灵他有很多很奇妙的工作。
It's to keep reminding you you're a child of God.
第一个，他会不断的提醒你你是神儿女。
He reminds you you're loved.
他要提醒你，神爱你。
He reminds you you have access to Father.
他也提醒你，你可以随时到神的面前。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12, it says, the Holy Spirit reveals things that are freely given by God to us.
这个哥林多前书二章十二节也告诉我们说，圣灵会不断的来向我们显明神给我们什么样的赏赐。
How we need the Holy Spirit.
所以我们非常需要圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is put within our life.
这个神把圣灵放在我们生命里。
To confirm our new identity.
是要来同证我们新的身份。
And to begin and empower the work of transforming us.
而且能够开始在我们生命里不断的来产生这样的一个转化的力量。
Changing our thought patterns and responses.
改变。
So we live out our new identity.
他要来改变我们的心思意念和我们回应的方式，才能够来继续的改变我们的身份。
So though we've become a child of God,
让我们知道我们已经是神的儿女。
We need to change the old thought patterns.
就要开始改变我们旧的思想模式。
The old ways of relating.
要改变我们旧的这种连结的方式。
So I want to give you some kind of practical things that.Form a part of the way we build our identity in Christ.
接下来我要举出一些实际的一些的例子来看看我们怎么样的建造我们身份。
And these are things that I have experienced, these things that have been of great use for me.
那这些例子呢都是我自己亲身经历的对我非常有帮助。
Keys to become established in our identity.
那也成为一个我们建立我们身份一个一些的重要关键。
Our identity as a beloved child of God.
第一个我们的身份就是一个神所爱的儿女。
There were many years even when I was a pastor.
在我过去这个牧养的当牧师的好几年的时间。
Struggled with overwhelming feelings of rejection and internal struggles.
在我牧会的那些年当中，其实我长期以来一直有一些的这个挣扎，就是怎么样的来，就是面对别人对我的拒绝。
Until I learned how to encounter the Father and His love and become established in identity.
一直到我后来学会了怎么样的去接受神对我的爱，神给我的身份。
When you are established in your identity, you live at peace.
当你真的是完全被建造在你的身份里，你就活在平安里。
You live at rest.
你就活在安息里。
You carry the peace of God with you.
你也会带着神的平安与你同在。
You're not troubled by all the things that go on around you.
就不再会为身边所发生的问题困扰。
Because you are conscious who you are.
因为你一直都很清楚知道你是谁。
I'm a child of an almighty, powerful God.
知道我是这位全能大能神的儿女。
God is my Father, and He's with me.
他是我的父亲，他与我同在。
So, what are the things that we can do?
Now,
how can we grow in our identity?
我们要怎么样在这样的一个身份内不断的长大成熟？
Well, here's several things you can do.
你有几件事可以做。
And they're not a one-time action; they're a lifestyle action.
但我要提醒的是，这不是一次就解决，它是你一生的功课。
Number one, build a relationship with the Holy Spirit and learn to depend on Him.
第一就是要建立跟圣灵建立关系，学习不断的依靠他。
The Bible says those who are led by the Holy Spirit, those are the sons of God.
圣经清楚地讲到，那个靠圣灵引导的人，他们就是神的儿女。
So my sonship, my identity is deeply attached to responding to the Holy Spirit.
所以这个儿子的身份，我这个儿子的身份完全在乎我怎么样的回应圣灵。
Sons respond to their father.
因为一个儿子一定会回应他的父亲。
Holy Spirit reveals Father to us. We need to respond to Him.
圣灵他会向我们显明我们的父亲是谁，然后他就看我们的回应。
So welcome the Holy Spirit every day.
所以你每一天都要欢迎圣灵。
Yield your life to Him consciously and intentionally.
然后你要很刻意的、下意识的把你的生命每一天都交给圣灵。
Number two,
第二,
we need to repent and abandon false sources of identity.
我们必须要悔改，而且要撇弃过去那些错误的身份认知。
I'm not saying give up all of these things altogether.
我的意思不是说你一次就把所有的东西都抛弃。
We need to give up trusting them to establish your identity.
就是我们要先学会怎么样的来放弃，不再去依靠那些事物来建造我们的身份。
We are children of God.
知道我们是神的儿女。
Our identity is based on God and His Word.
我们的这个身份是建造在神对我们所说的话。
If I base it on a substitute, I'm involved in idolatry.
如果我是把身份建造在其他的事物上，那就等于是拜偶像。
Have I built my identity around what I do?
所以也不是把我的身份建造在我所做的事情上。
I need to abandon my building my identity around performance.
我必须离弃这种就是要靠成就建造我身份的这个方式。
Because when my performance is not good, then I'll feel insecure.
否则我一旦成就不够好，我就会开始动摇我的身份。
I need to abandon building my identity on my possessions, what I own.
所以我也必须离弃过去那种想法，说要靠着财产建造我的身份。
Be grateful for what I own.
我会，那我就可以为我现在所拥有的感恩。
But hold it lightly.
那我也，但是我不会把身份。
My identity is not established by what I possess.
我的身份就不是建造在我所拥有的财产上。
I need to abandon and repent of looking to for the approval of people.
那我也必须离弃我过去那种想法，就是身份是建造在人们对我的想法。
I can't build my identity on what people think.
我不能把我的身份建造在人们对我的意见想法上。
They just keep changing all the time.
因为人们的想法随时在改变。
They're so unpredictable.
他们是完全无法预测的。
The crowds that welcome Jesus one day, 3 days later want to kill him.
群众他们三天前还欢迎耶稣，三天后就要想要杀了他。
You can't build your identity around a ministry role.
你也不能把你的身份建造在你的事工服事
上。Ministry role is how you serve people.
事工是你服侍人的一个方式。
Sonship is your identity role.
但你的儿子是一个你的身份。
When you are established in your sonship,
所以当你把身份建造在儿子的身份上
，you can serve in any role.
那你就可以不管是什么角色都可以扮演。
You don't have to be the most important.
你可以，而且随时就是不需要当一个最重要的人物都可以服侍。
We should abandon or repent of building our identity around position.
所以我们也必须离弃，也要悔改。那个好像我们不断追求名声头衔。
You can lose these things so easily.
因为名声头衔很容易就失去。
My importance comes because of what God says.
我的重要性是来自于神对我说的话。
Not what you say.
不是你说的话。
You look in the Bible.
你去看圣经。
You look at David at one point in his life.
看到大卫，他人生到一个时刻。
Say, oh, that's a bad man.
很多人会讲，哎呦，这个人好糟糕。
Criminal in a cave with other criminals.
会讲说他是一个罪人，他是一个这个被人追杀的。
But when God saw him,
可是当神看到他。
Oh no, that's the king I've raised up.
神他去说，这是我所兴起的王。
So God doesn't look on the external, God looks on the heart.
所以神他看的不是外在，他看的是内心。
He sees who we truly are.
所以他看到我们真实的身份。
You look at Joseph in prison.
就像神他看到这个关在监牢里的约瑟，他不想你为什么在那里。
Oh, he's been convicted of attempted rape.
哦，因为他这个被人诬告说他这个想要强暴人的妻子。哦，这个人好糟糕。
So at that point in time,
所以在他人生那个时刻,
if you looked at his performance,
如果你看的是他外在的表现,
looked at his position,
你看到他的地位,
looked at his possessions,
你甚至看他的财产,
no future for that man.
你就会想这个人毫无未来可言,
but a short time later,
但是不久之后,
God raises him up,
神就兴起他,
and places him as leader in a nation.
就把他放成是一个国家的一个宰相,
God does not see us as people see us.
所以神不是按照人的眼光看我们,
so we need to see ourselves as God sees us. And we need to see people as God sees them. Everyone has got value. I don't have to compete with them.
对，我不需要跟任何人比较。
I need to value them and bless them.
我同样要去看重其他每一个人。
So number three.
第三,
be intentional in renewing your mind.
要很刻意下意识地来更新你的心思意念。
So I abandon false sources of identity.
所以我要离弃所有那些错误的身份。
And I become intentional in rethinking my life and how I see myself.
然后很下意识地要能够来去检视我的生命，我怎么看自己。
In Romans 12 verse 2,
在罗马书的第12章,
it says, don't be conformed by the world.
他说你不要效法这个世界。
Don't let the pressure of the world force you to act like it behaves.
也可以说你不要去按照这个世人所给你的压力，然后按照那个压力来生活。
But have a total transformation.
你乃是要有一个完全的变化。
By renewing the way you think.
那个变化来自于你改变你的想法。But
how do you do that?
那你怎么做？
Well, one of the key ways is through meditation in the Word of God.
其中一个关键就是借由不断默想神的话。
We meditate on what God says.
你要不断默想神所说的话。
We picture it.
然后你要甚至去想象出来，要去想象出来。
We embrace what He says.
然后去完全的接纳他所说的话。
And the Word of God finds a root in our heart.
那就让神的话能够在我们里面生根。
So, for example,
比方说,
you could take the story of the prodigal son.
我们可以用这个浪子的故事。
And in Luke 15:20,
这个是在路加福音的第十,
it says,
第15章20节,
while he was a long way off,
讲到说这个浪子还远远的时候,
his father saw him,
父亲就看到,
and was moved with compassion,
他就动了怜悯,
and ran to him,
马上奔向他的儿子,
hugged him,
抱着他,
and kissed him,
亲吻他,
and welcomed him,
欢迎他,
and restored him. So you memorize the scripture.
对，当你把这个经文背下来，然后当你在敬拜神，
you begin to picture that scripture.
你就开始去想象那一段经文。
And you put yourself into that scripture.
然后把自己放在那个故事里。
You are that son.
就看到自己就是那个浪子。 这是你的父亲。
He's full of compassion.
他充满了怜悯。
His eyes are kind.
他的眼睛充满了这个爱。
His face is smiling.
他的脸,
he loves you deeply.
他深深地爱着你。
He's welcoming you home.
他欢迎你回家。
He's not worried how you smell.
他一点都不担心你身上的臭味。
He's not concerned where you've been.
他也不担心你过去的这个生活。
Because you're his son and he loves you.
因为你是他的儿子,
you're his daughter and he loves you.
你是他的女儿, 他爱你。
So when we meditate in these scriptures,
当我们开始这样的默想,
the Holy Spirit makes them become real to us.
圣灵就能够把这个变得鲜活。
We start to experience the reality of the love of God.
你就会开始去经历到这位神的爱。
Our identity as a child of God becomes established in our life.
然后就明显的去知道说你这个做神儿女的身份是怎么样的被建造。
Fourthly,
第四,
we need to actively resist attacks on our identity.
我们需要很主动的要来拒绝魔鬼在我们身上的攻击。
Jesus was attacked throughout his ministry.
我们要很积极的要来，就像这个耶稣一样，很积极的来拒绝魔鬼的攻击。
We saw at the beginning of his ministry,
我们看到耶稣他在服事的一开始,
the devil attacks his identity.
魔鬼就攻击他的身份。
If you are the son of God,
他说如果你是神儿子,
do something.
那你就应该有所行动。
If you are the son of God,
如果你是神儿子,
show yourself off to people.
你就显明给证明给大家看。
If you are the son of God,
如果你是神儿子,
then do this.
那你就做这件事。
Even when Jesus is on the cross,
就连耶稣他被钉在十字架上,
or if you are the son of God, prove it, come down.
旁边的人也说, 如果你是神儿子, 你就下来。
But Jesus was the son of God.
但耶稣确实是神儿子。
Nothing he did changed that.
他所做的每一件事情都没有办法改变这件事。
So even though he hung on the cross,
所以即便他这个钉在十字架上,
all his friends gone,
所有的朋友都离弃他。
All the crowd gone.
所有的群众都离开。
Everyone left him.
每一个人都离开他了。
All his possessions gone.
所有的这个他的财产也都没了。
And naked on the cross.
他因为他整个衣服都被扒光。
All his honor stripped away.
所以他所拥有的一切的尊荣都没了。
He did not change his identity.
但这都没有改变他的身份。
He's still the son of God.
他还是神的儿子。
See, his identity was never established around external things.
所以到了最后，仍然看到他的身份都不是建造在外在事物上。
Always around the Word of God and the presence of the Holy
Spirit. 完全是建造在神的话语以及圣灵的同在上。
So attacks will come on your identity.
所以你要知道，一定会有东西来攻击你的身份。
You feel you're not good enough.
让你觉得你不够好。
You feel rejected.
觉得你被拒绝。
You feel you're not accepted.
觉得没有人接纳你。
You struggle with fear.
然后你就会面对很多的恐
惧。All of these are spiritual attacks.
这些都是属灵的攻击。
And we resist them.
我们一定要积极的抵挡。
By identifying the feeling.
来借由先认出我确实有这种感觉。
Identifying the thought.
也敢认出我有这个想法。
And speaking the word of God over it.
然后开始用神的话来抵挡。
There was a season in my life.
在我人生过去。
We had very little.
我们曾经拥有的非常的少。
We lived on very little.
我们的财产，我们拥有的钱也非常少。
We had laid down a career to serve the Lord.
但是我们也放，因为那是因为我们放弃一切来服侍神。
And we had very little money coming in.
所以，我们在服侍的当中收入也非常少。
But I never agreed that I was poor.
但我从来都不承认我是穷人。
I believe we were rich.
我相信我们很富有。
And God somehow provided every need we had.
然后神他就用很多方式来供应我们的需要。
I refused to be resentful.
所以我也拒绝不要成为一个有悔恨的人。
Because of sacrifice or having little.
不要因为说啊我放弃了这一切，然后收入变那么少。
We learned to be content.
我们夫妻都学会很容易知足。
Content with little.
很容易知足。
Content with no importance.
那就算是不够重要，不是一个重要人物也知足。我们也就是满足于服侍人。
And God added and increased to us.
后来神就不断的加增。
Our identity can be established.
那所以我们的身份也是一样。
Through meditating and embracing the Word of God.
就借由不断的来默想，接受神的话，是接受神所说的。
I'm an overcomer.
他说我是得胜有余的。
I am more than a conqueror.
我是得胜有余的。
Every good thing dwells within me.
那所有一切的好处都不在神以外。
Spirit of God is joined to my spirit.
神的灵与我的灵结合了。
The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing.
主耶和华就是我的牧者，我并不
缺乏。The Word of God becomes a weapon to overcome these pressures that come on us.
最后，神的话就成为我们来抵挡所有一切压力的这些的器具。
And then finally, here's the last key.
那最后一个关键。
We need to establish new patterns of living.
我们需要建造、发展一个新的生活模式。
So now we don't live in reaction to people.
就让我们生活不再只是一直在反映别人的态度。
We live out of who we are.
我们是完全照着神给我们的身份活出来。
My father is generous.
我的父亲很慷慨。
I'm like my father.
所以我就像我的父亲。
I am generous.
我很慷慨。
I give not because you deserve it.
我今天给你不是因为你有资格。
But it's who I am. I'm generous.
那是因为我是这样的人。
Oh, if you hurt me,
如果你伤害我
I already forgiven you.
我早就已经原谅你
I chose to forgive you before you even hurt me.
你还没伤害我之前，我就选择要原谅你。这就是我这个人。
I'm like my father.
因为我跟我的父亲一样。
My father is forgiving.
我的父亲就是一个原谅人的人，所以我也愿意原谅。
I rose up and prayed and forgave you before you hurt me.
在你还没伤害我之前，我就已经先起来为你祷告了。
Oh, when you're suffering.
那当我遇到这些，
I feel your pain, I want to help.
你在受苦的时候，我也感同身受。
Because I'm compassionate.
因为我蛮有怜悯。
Oh, my father is compassionate.
因为我的父亲有怜悯。
Oh, and when I see you in need,
当我看到你有需要
，I want to be kind to you.
我也想要来帮助你。
Because my father is kind.
那是因为我的父亲就是这样。
I'm like my father.
我就像我的父亲。
I'm kind too.
所以我也是非常的良善。
How do I get like that?
那我怎么样能够做到
？Oh, it's the Spirit of God within me.
那是因为圣灵在我的里面。
Because as I surrender.To my Father's Spirit,
也因为我向神的灵来相信
I begin to reveal who I really am.
我就能够来显明我这样的一个
身份。That's why the Bible says,
圣经就说
Be kind.
所以你要对人良善，你要温柔
Forgiving one another,
你要彼此的饶恕
As God forgave you,
就如同你的父饶恕你
Christ is in you.
基督在你里面
You're a child of God.
你是神的儿女
Live like it.
你就要活出那样的这个生活。愿神祝福你
God bless you.